Heartbreak.
This child was only... only 5 years.
For a young Somali life lost half a world away in the very same act of worship, Friday prayer. The nation's largest Somali-American community knows all too well it can happen here, after a 2017 bombing of a mosque in Minnesota.
Your job is to pray and be closer to Allah or God, and our job is to keep you safe.
An increased police presence here at the mosque today in the hopes it won't happen again. But the fear is always there, particularly for the refugees of this community.
We fled from our country and flew miles away to get safety and peace. And here, when we came here, we were experiencing, you know, a lot of hate and Islamophobia is increasing. But the majority of the people are understanding our situation, and there are other minorities that feel the same way. So we can enduring and change that hate and into a positive way.
Members of the community say they understand this is the act of an extremist who hurt everyone.
What happened is really a tragedy, and all humanity is hurting today, Muslims or non-Muslims.
But after President Trump tweeted words of sympathy for New Zealand, Muslim leaders called for more.
You should condemn this not only as a hate crime, but as a white supremacist terrorist attack. And you need to assure all of us, Muslims, blacks, Jews, immigrants, that we are protected.
Acts of terror in places of worship are on the rise. Last year's shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue is very much in the minds of Minneapolis Jewish leaders as they stand in solidarity with Muslims.
To violate the sacred space of a house of worship, irrespective of the religion, is something that is inhumane in the gravest of terms. And we stand by our Muslim brothers and sisters.
On this difficult day, what has helped are small acts of kindness.
Someone who I met this morning at Starbucks who said, I'm so sorry what happened in New Zealand, even though it wasn't his fault, but he was apologizing to me just because he identified that I was a Muslim hijabi. So that was really kind of comforting.
People of faith trying to find reason.
As a community that went through so many trials and tribulations, we were never broken.
In what all too often is unimaginable. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Minneapolis, Minnesota.